Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Smith. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hal Narragon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Fred Marsh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trux. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Virgil Trux. And now, play ball. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a line drive into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso takes first base on ball four. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Minoso moves to third. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trux fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rivera. The throw from Narragon and he is safe. Rivera steals second. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Narragon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragon bunts towards third. Marsh fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Lemon moves to second. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Philly. Fox reaches second base with a double. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Minoso is walked intentionally. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. Groth hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0 for 1 in the game. Marsh is called out on strikes. Two outs. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0 for 1 in the game. Trucks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen juggles the ball. That's an error on Rosen. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 1 in the game. Strickland strikes out. One out. Hal Narragón is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragón is 0 for 1 in the game. Narragón hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to third. Minoso moves to second. Dave Hoskins now pitching. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards center. Dobie fields it and throws to home to get Fox. Safe. There's the throw to second to catch Jackson. He's out. Fox scores. Minoso moves to third. One out. It's 4-0, White Sox. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rivera bunts towards first. Wirtz fields the ball and throws to Hoskins covering. Safe. Minoso scores. Lawler moves to second. It's 5-0, White Sox. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 2 in the game. Groth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lawler scores. Rivera moves to second. It's 6-0, White Sox. Bob Hooper now pitching. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0 for 2 in the game. Marsh hits a fly ball towards center. Dobie catches it and throws to third to double up Rivera. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Smith strikes out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 0 for 2 in the game. Dobie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0 for 2 in the game. Trucks hits a line drive into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 3 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Jackson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Narragon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Pope pinch hits for George Strickland. Dave Pope is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pope takes first base on ball 4. Dale Mitchell pinch hits for Hal Narragon. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Glenn pinch hits for Bob Hooper. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn strikes out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pope moves to third. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 3 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam Dente now playing shortstop. Jim Hegan now catching. Hal Newhouser now pitching. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Rivera hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith. Rivera reaches second base with a double. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Groth hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dobie. Groth reaches second base with a double. Rivera scores. It's 7-0, White Sox. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0-for-3 in the game. Marsh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0-for-3 in the game. Trucks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Groth scores. It's 8-0, White Sox. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-4 in the game. Carrasquel strikes out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dente scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-3 in the game. Doby strikes out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rosen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-3 in the game. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-3 in the game. Philly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wirtz moves to second. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wirtz scores. Philly moves to second. It's 8-1, White Sox. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Philly scores. Dente moves to second. It's 8-2, White Sox. Hank Majeski pinch hits for Hal Newhouser. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marsh fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey P. Arc in Chicago.